Back at it again one more time in the episode of the Field House with our birdies, JV.
What's up with it?
And Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
And we have a guest today with...
my man Caleb Bird in the house, and he's going to give his takes on our little topic today.
Oh, yeah. It'll be some fun.
Starting off today with who deserves the MVP award of the NBA. Who you got, James Harden or Russell Westbrook?
Go ahead, Caleb. I'm going to let you start the subject off. We're going to let our guests. I'm going to be a courteous host and let you start this off.
Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
You know what? Who... It's a close race. I say it's the closest race we've had in a while.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Oh, for sure.
For sure. I mean, any other year, James Harden would win this thing. But this year, when you average a triple-double, you can't lose. You can't lose MVP when you average a triple-double.
Actually, Oscar Robertson did that and he lost.
That is the 19th.
I'm pretty sure he didn't average.
No, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That was the first time it had ever been done.
You might have to show me that.
And then on top of that,
why did I know that?
Yes, and Wilt was averaging 50 that same year.
No, Carl, because Wilt had 50 and 25.
If that's true, then why did they say he was the first? I didn't understand that.
No, he's the second player to average a triple-double.
They said the first.
No, Oscar Robertson did it.
He has the most triple doubles in a single season, yes, but he's not the first player to average a triple double.
He's the first to have 42 triple doubles in a single season. Oscar Robertson was the first person to average a triple double over.
Trust me, JV. Trust me.
Yeah, in 1961 to 62, he averaged a triple double.
Yeah, he did. Trust me.
And he became within like one rebound of doing it. Six or seven other times.
Yeah, and
he played around that, with the triple-double
year,
plenty of years.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Carl, but didn't that year Bill Russell won the MVP award and he only averaged 18 points a game and 23 rebounds?
Yeah, it was
compared to Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged 50 points. Like,
it was
y'all
crazy.
Not hearing that what I'm saying? 50 points, 25 rebounds. You had Elgin Baylor, who was averaging 31, 24 rebounds, 5 assists a game. And you had Oscar Robertson, who was averaging a triple-double, and none of them won MVP.
What does that have to do with who's going to win the MVP this year?
I'm just saying. No, we got off that subject.
So if we're using those stats, I think LeBron needs to win MVP.
Why?
If we're using that kind of logic. Whoever has the best team. Bill Russell won the championship that year. He has the most rings that anyone. If he had the best team, that means LeBron needs to win MVP.
No.
We weren't saying that it had to do with the best team. We were saying that a triple-double doesn't automatically put you at the MVP race, because it was people that were averaging video game numbers back then, but they still had to pick between the three because Bill Russell won it, but Wilt Chamberlain was averaging 50, but Oscar Robertson was averaging a triple-double.
Question, Caleb. Do you think James Harden deserves MVP?
I don't think he deserves MVP.
You don't?
No. I think Russell Westbrook deserves MVP. I think James Harden... any other year would deserve.
I'm saying, but you're picking Russell Westbrook, correct?
I'm picking Russell Westbrook.
Okay. And why are you picking Russell Westbrook?
Because he's averaging a triple-double.
Oh, that's the only reason?
And the Thunder would be terrible if they didn't have Russell Westbrook.
They would not.
He's single-handedly taking them to a playoff team.
The Rockets would
be terrible without James Harden.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
It would also be the equivalent of the Timberwolves.
I think James Harden.
You think?
Yes.
I don't think so, Carl.
They'd be the equivalent of the Timberwolves without James Harden.
I think under D'Antoni's system, Rockets are potentially still a playoff team, especially after the accommodation of Lou Williams in the midpoint of the season before the trade deadline ended. I think when you pick him up and you take James Harden off the Rockets, I think the Rockets are still potentially a playoff team just because of D'Antoni's system and the amount of points that they score in that offense. I really truly believe that the Rockets are still a playoff team without James Harden.
James Harden is 2.5 times the offensive machine that Lou Williams is. You can't take that away from him.
I mean, but he is, because Lou Williams doesn't start either. You think about if Lou Williams had more minutes. I'm not saying he's going to get you 31 by any means. He's not going to get you 31 and 11 like James is. He's not going to get you 896 assists right now. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is if Lou Williams starts in that spot – and James Harden doesn't play at all, Lou Williams will get you at least 23, 24 points a game. He might get you at least 6 or 7 assists, in my opinion. But you take Russell Westbrook off the Thunder, I almost want to say it's the equivalent
of the Charlotte Hornets.
Or when LeBron left Cleveland for Miami the first time.
No.
The Thunder are terrible. Lakers might be better than them.
Thunder have more. They have Oladipo.
Oladipo does nothing. He does nothing.
He's become average.
He's average. He does nothing. Eric Gordon scores just as many points as Oladipo.
Indy's a 3-point champion.
For people to sit here, I think it all comes down to a matter of what you define, like, what's the concrete definition of this award? Because, in my opinion, it changes every single year. The last 2 years, we'll give it to Steph because he was the most outstanding player. He averaged the most points.
Not in 2015.
He knocked down the most threes in a single season. He did this. Oh, my goodness, the behind-the-back, the flashy stuff. But then, like, you got years like Bill Russell in 1962, who's winning MVP, and he clearly didn't have the better numbers. I think it all comes down to what's the definition of this award.
Because we've had controversy over this time and time again, because LeBron had said who's the best player who won around the 2015 season.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people thought that James Harden should have won instead of Stephen Curry. Brian, we know that he's a candidate every single year. And if you put the numbers next to each other, they're doing just about the same thing. It just so happens that Russell has broken a single season record that's probably not going to be touched for a long time.
Very long time.
He's accomplished something that hasn't been done in about 50 years.
Not just that, but if you want to go off of what the award stands for, meaning most valuable player, that means who's more valuable to their team. As far as I'm concerned, the Brody's definitely more valuable to the Thunder than what James Harden is to the Rockets.
But
right
can
now.
You not say that the majority of the past decade it's been just given to the best player on the best team?
Not necessarily. Because there was, I mean, Carl, you know this just as well as I do. There was years that people wanted that shouldn't have. Like the year that Steve Nash won it, it should have been Kobe. The Suns were nowhere near on the Lakers level that year. But as far as I'm concerned, they need to rename the award if they're going to keep giving it to the guys that they've been giving it to in the past.
They need to have multiple versions of the award.
It needs to be most outstanding player if you're going to go off of the definition that the NBA has been going off of for the past couple of years.
The league's most liked player. The league's
most popular player.
Prolific scorer.
Like, come on, dude. Like, if we're going to go off of this definition, why isn't Kawhi Leonard being looked at? You talk about the better team, like the Spurs got the second seed in the East, but Kawhi Leonard they're not looking at him because his numbers aren't as good. Is that not the argument that people making now? He was considered a candidate at first.
If you did a co-MVP, who would get the two?
You can't do a co-MVP.
You definitely can.
In the situation that we had a co-MVP where two people could get MVP, who would you have?
Russell and James, without a doubt, for this year.
JB, who you think?
Russell and James.
I can't even say that because I just can't. You just can't have two MVPs.
You can't. I agree with that.
Caleb, what you think?
If you had a co-MVP, it's Russell and James without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, definitely Russell and James.
Honestly, Russell and Kawhi. Yes.
You know before James Harden?
Because Kawhi is just about putting up the same offensive game that James is. And on top of that, he's playing better defense than anybody in the league.
Definitely.
I agree with that. Totally.
And his team is
Carl, so why is James Harden considered a front runner for MVP? Why is it out of him and Westbrook? Why is Kawhi not in this conversation then?
Like we said, that the MVP has been given to the most entertaining player, the most outstanding player. Kawhi has a quiet game. He's never been outspoken.
He's a quiet killer,
exactly.
For sure.
He's never been outspoken, so he's not necessarily going to give that much of an entertainment value to his game because he's just going to get on the court, do what he does, and then go home.
Yeah.
He has a multi-million-dollar contract, and he still drives a 97 Chevy Tahoe.
But you want to know what I don't like, though? Kawhi is getting overlooked because he, quote-unquote, has the better team. That's why I said it needs to be a concrete definition of this award, because one of the guys that is getting punished for having a better team, another guy is getting praised for having a better team. Anybody that's making the argument for James Harden is because, oh man, the Rockets are the third seed in the West and they have the third best overall in the NBA. James Harden is taking them to the top. But you gonna sit here and tell me that the Rockets aren't a better team than the Thunder in general? Look at the roster. Look at the starting five. Look at the starting five that Russell Westbrook has to have compared to the starting five that James Harden has. It's no comparison, my opinion.
And we can look at the Spurs roster. It's not as good as it's been in the past.
They're still good?
I'm not saying they don't have a good roster. They have a really good roster, but it's not as good as it has been. Tony Parker's out of his prime. Manu's out of his prime. Pau Gasol's on the team. He's out of his prime. The only two players...
Pau Gasol's coming up the bench.
The only two that are high-quality players and in their prime is LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard. Everyone else...
I mean, but
is a role player.
Yeah. I mean, but
Dwayne Dedman, he's putting that work.
You still got Simmons, Tony Parker is no scrub by any means.
Somehow Greg Tony Parker has an eagle eye when it comes to drafting players.
Tony Parker
and picking up
is no scrub by any means at all. Tony Parker is still, he's still probably a top 10 point guard in the league right now. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. The Spurs are a good team. So, again, what my whole point is, Kawhi's getting punished for them being a good team, yet James Harden is getting praised for having a good team.
Not exactly, because they're not just giving it to the best player. You have MVP voting. You have players that vote. You have fans that vote. You have coaches that vote. So it's the voting that goes on. If Kawhi doesn't make that much noise as bringing entertainment to the TV, then he's not going to have that many people that are like, oh, we should vote for him because people aren't going to pay that much attention. The Grizzlies played them at the tail end of the season for the first time with Kawhi because he was injured, and he completely dominated the floor. I saw a couple of games before the Grizzlies had matched against him, and I was like, jeesh, I don't know how we're going to put up with this because we had a barely double-digit loss the first time, and then it was a close game. Barely double-digit loss the second time, and it was a close the first time. But then when Kawhi came in, he's putting on an offensive clinic, and he's been the best defensive player in the league for the past 3 years.
Come in there. I was at that game with the Grizzlies and the Spurs there. Grizzlies still won the game, even with Kawhi on the court. Kawhi put up 25 points, I think. The Grizzlies still managed to win by 8 or 10 points.
And then to say the fact that he's been putting up those kind of numbers now, though, because at first he was just like, okay, he's the new guy on the team. Put him under Tim Duncan so he can teach him how to play and all that. But since he's become the player that he is now, matter that Tim Duncan is gone doesn't even matter anymore because you could just put the team under Kawhi.
So you think Kawhi deserves more recognition than James Harden?
I'm saying that Kawhi does. Well, if you want to put it like
you
that,
said,
sure.
Because you said
if you want to put it like
if
that,
because
sure.
You said if it was a co-MVP, it would be Russ and Kawhi, not Russ and James.
Just straight up doing what you're doing and basing it off your production rather than votes? Yes.
I'm pretty sure James Harden's more productive.
I understand the argument that you
so
can
you're
also.
Saying defense has nothing to do with basketball.
I didn't say that. Not at all.
I understand.
I didn't say that at all.
How could he not be?
Because I didn't say that.
Being a top defensive player when James Harden, as we know, has no defense.
He does not play defense. I didn't say it.
But
I never said
a complete player with statistics.
I understand that. But what is Kawhi Leonard's numbers? It's nowhere
His
near.
His offensive numbers.
Yeah, nowhere near on the caliber.
Jordan, I understand.
James
so,
or
so
Russ.
Basically, offense is all that matters, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying James Harden's offensive statistics overpower what Kawhi does on the defensive end. Because Kawhi doesn't put up enough numbers to balance it out. That's my hope. That's what my argument is. As far as I'm concerned, I don't even care about James Harden because to me, he's not the MVP. Russell Westbrook is the sole MVP. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Russell Westbrook will be the MVP.
I mean,
the man,
he just had the first game.
The man had 40. Yes, Carl, you're right about that. The man had 42 triple doubles in 1 year. I don't care about, oh man, his big men let him get the rebounds and all this stuff. Uh-huh. His big men ain't helping him get assists to these scrubs that he has on the team. Like, come on now. 11 assists a game to scrubs, to an average Victor Oladipo, to a Steven Adams, a Roberson. Come on now. Anybody that tries to say that James Harden's assists are 10 times easier. James Harden, all he has to do is drive to the lane, and he can kick it to a Ryan Anderson. He can kick it to an Eric Gordon. He can kick it to a Trevor Ariza in the corner. Only one that can't shoot on the floor is Clint Capella. As far as I'm concerned, you got four guys out of the five on the court at all times for Houston that can flat out shoot the rock. OKC does not. And Russell Westbrook is still doing what he's doing, and he's not even at the bottom of the West. He's still a sixth seed. Russell Westbrook, MVP, no doubt. Russell Westbrook, MVP.
It's true. A lot of people thought that the Thunder wouldn't even go make the playoffs after that.
After KD left?
Yeah.
To do what this man has done, I don't see how you can sit here and take it from him.
It's almost blatant that he
I don't want to. Yeah, and I don't want to hear the wins matter argument. Like that, it matters to a certain extent. If Russell Westbrook was doing what he's doing statistically and the Thunder are the 11th seed in the West and not making the playoffs, then that argument becomes relevant. But as far as I'm concerned, the fact that they are still a sixth seed in the Western Conference, do realize they'd be higher than that if they were in the Eastern Conference. You know that, right? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. The Rockets, if they're in the Eastern, they have the number one seed. So I don't want to hear that. He's doing what he's doing in the Western Conference, still making the playoffs. Cut it out with the wins matter argument because that is irrelevant when it comes to this race. That's Russell Westbrook, MVP.
Well, that's about all we got for today on this show. Carl signing out with your brodies.